Hi, this is Bryce Rankins, and you're listening to episode 22.2 of Sneaky Geek. Hey everybody, this is Bryce Rankins, and I just want to say thank you so much for listening. This week's episode does have a little bit of an audio peaking issue from recording at a train station, but beyond that, we had a pretty good recording sesh, so hopefully you guys really, really enjoy it. We only recorded the first 10 minutes at the train station. The rest is all recorded later at Brian's house, so enjoy.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Sneaky Geek. And by exciting, I mean relatively dull. Today was kind of a slow day. But I am here with Brian Romero.
Hello.
And Tate Reynolds.
Hola.
And we are currently sitting at a train station waiting for a tram to take us back to downtown San Diego, which will be here in approximately 5 minutes. And then we'll cut, and then we'll record on the train. 7 minutes. Okay. So we got 7 minutes. So, today, we went to the con. It is Friday right now. It is Friday, yes.
It's Friday?
Yeah, I think so.
We're getting down.
I think so.
Cool. So, yeah, it's Friday. We're going to get down on Friday. Going to get down Friday.
Got to get down Friday.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Friday.
Yeah. So, today we did not do, I don't know, it was packed. It was so packed today.
Hey, that's what Friday is. It's the big, Friday's one of the big days. Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Big days Friday and Saturday. A lot of really great panels on Friday and Saturday, none of which we really went to because those lines are insane. We did, however, get some cool exclusives. Tate actually went and got us some cool exclusive today. Wait, did you get an exclusive, Tate, or did you just get something that was really dope? I'm talking about your Talgies.
My Talgies was not an exclusive, but I did get the exclusive gold armor Astray Gundam.
Which is a model kit, right?
Yeah.
And what grade is that?
This one was master grade. The not technically Comic-Con exclusive. It's just, you know, one of the more exclusive Gundams that they put out at shows.
Got it.
How much time does that usually take with a master grade? Because we've never talked about model kits before.
Model kits for this one, depending on whether I'm painting it or not, it can take, I'm going to say 4 hours on a really quick time, 8 if I really want to be delicate with it.
That's fair. What did you call the pieces, where the trays that the pieces come out?
Runners.
Runners.
How many runners are in a master grade?
Have not checked this one, but I'm going to say at least 15.
So 15 runners? Okay, so for the record, a runner is the little plastic tray that you snap the parts out of in a model kit.
Fun bit of trivia. The original Borg cube was made up of nothing but runners.
No shit.
Yeah.
They just took a bunch of used runners, or did they keep the parts in?
No. They used a bunch of used runners. You can actually see it when the Borg cube explodes. You see a bunch of little sprues and all that broken apart.
What's a sprue?
Sprue is the little bit that you cut off.
Okay.
No kidding, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I just started Originals, or Next Generation,
yeah.
Like, again, which, for the record, is you're going to start it, and you're, like, a little impatient. You know how you, like, you don't want to send someone straight to, like,
skip
Doctor Number 9? Skip
two.
Everything until Will Riker gets a beard. Once he has a beard, everything's great.
That is a safe assumption for Star Trek.
It's got to be that beard power.
Beard power, yeah. No, the future is run on beards.
About then he started having sex with everything that can move after
it's
all.
It's true. He became the Kirk around that time.
He did try to escape an alien planet by having sex with a nurse.
Not as fun of a fact as the runner thing, but I'm going to take it. Okay, so you went and got, you got two then. You got a Talgies, which you were looking for yesterday.
Talgies.
Was it sold out yesterday?
The special coating one was. I decided instead to get a real grade one. It's the same sort of detail as a master grade, but it's the size of the high grade, 1/144th scale.
Versus
the 1/100th scale.
Got it.
Or the 1/60th scale for a perfect grade.
Wow. 1/6. Wow. Oh, that's huge.
They're big.
Yeah, I bet. Okay, so we went to the Gundam booth. That was really cool. They had like 2016 Mega Man X model that I really, really wanted and then cried because it was $108.
Yeah.
Then I played Mega Man X Legacy Collection, which has this super cool boss fight, like Royale kind of, you know, you just go into the bosses. You just go fight old Mega Man bosses. Oh, so I'm like, oh, cool. So it opens up and it's like, you're going to fight Chill Penguin and Frost Walrus. And I'm like, okay, cool. We're going to start running the gambit. We see our first two bosses. And then it opens... And Chill Penguin and Frost Walrus are in the same room?
Yes.
So you're fighting two bosses simultaneously?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It kicked my ass. I felt so ashamed. Also, because it was like a Mega Man X Legacy Collection, it had like all the Mega Man X powers. And so everything I know about Mega Man X controls is based on 1, 2, and 3. So I kept trying to do things that involved air dashing. And instead I would like launch down with the beam saber. And I'm like, now I'm in the middle of everything. Damn it.
It probably updated to Frost Walrus' concept so you were with the most advanced control.
Yeah, it was rough. I did not do well. And then I went over and I played Super Nintendo and I played some Mario and I got to World 4 and I felt good about myself, so I moved on.
Cool. Is that when we found you?
That was right. Yeah, it was right before I found you guys.
Yeah.
Where did I find you?
So that leads into my story. So Tate and I are walking around, checking out some of the booths, some of the vendors. I'm always on the lookout for cool toys and figures, and not that I have the money to get anything, but it's always cool to see like what new X-Men figures are out or what new Star Wars figures that I haven't seen. And there's always one I've been looking out for. It's the Darth Revan. Darth Revan is from one of the greatest video games in the history of mankind.
Greatest RPG I've ever played, and the greatest Star Wars video game I've ever played.
Yep. Knights of the Old Republic.
They ruined him in the Old Republic, as most things did.
So like I'm always on the lookout for that figure, and it's always at least $75 to $100 because it's that rare to find.
It's super rare. And for the record, like I've gone to at least 4 cons with Brian now, and he's always like, oh, I was looking for that Darth Revan, and I can never find the guy.
It, or I did find it, and it's like $100, or it's like $80.
Yeah, and he'll see it at like $80 or $85, and he'll be like, oh, man, that's like a kind of good deal, but I just still can't afford that sort of thing. Like, that's just too much for what it is.
Yeah, so today we're looking around, and I see the Revan figure. I'm like, oh, of course, there's the Revan figure. And
haunting you, taunting you like an asshole.
And there's the stupid sticker at $35. Yeah, I was like, wait, what? And I'm sitting there with Tate like, dude, look at that. It's $35.
Doing your best not to freak out.
Not to freak out, because if the vendor kind of catches on, like most of them know that figure's really rare.
Brian has been, Tate, you've known Brian for over 20 years now, almost 20 years now?
Almost 22 now.
Yeah. You know him better than even I know him. How bad was he actually freaking out despite trying to hide it?
Oh, he was definitely hyperventilating inside. It was deep within his soul.
So did you end up getting it?
No, not at first.
Right. And then you came and found me.
So anyway, you go back to the shop.
So anyways, we go back to the shop and like
The booth.
And I don't really know what's happening after that, because this was like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, for those of you who are wondering what happened after pause, a lot, but we will get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
And also, if Tate sounds much sexier all of a sudden, there's a reason for that.
Oh, yeah. Logan's here, and we'll explain more at the end. Yeah. Just keep going.
We go back, and I still don't know what the hell's going on, because this was 2 weeks ago. And I didn't
so
really
go
pay attention
back to the booth, and you stand.
Which booth
like,
are we talking
I'm
about?
Gonna buy
the Revan figure. Is that what we're talking about? Revan figure. Yes. So, so I see Bryce, and Bryce is like, "You're gonna get it, right?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you know what I am?
It's $35.
Like, yeah." So I go back, get it, talk to the dude. Super cool. Paid the money. Talk to him for a solid minute or two about just con life in general and how things are going, and start walking away, and I'm like a booth and a half after that, and I stop and I look at Bryce and I'm like, I have no buyer's remorse at all. Like, none. I'm very happy right now. And so that was kind of the
That's the nice thing when you get a super cool thing that you've wanted for freaking ever
years.
At a ridiculously low price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, even the next day, I found that same figure and it was more expensive.
And so we
Yeah, got my figure, and I was very happy about it.
Yep.
And then later on, something similar happened again. I'm walking around, and I've been looking for this Superman book that came out last year, and it's about the newer Superman in the Reborn era meeting up with the Superman of the pre-52 era, and explains how Superman's son, I think, came around.
Yeah, yeah, because it's a tie-in sort of with the Super Sons.
Yeah,
with
yeah, Damian which is Wayne fantastic. One of my favorite DC books.
Team up
books, yeah. So I found it for like $10. I'm like, that's really a pretty good price, but maybe I can find it cheaper later because I'm really strapped for cash right now. Mm-hmm. So we walk around a little more. We go see our good buddy Dave. And he's like, hey, what's going on, fellas? And we kind of tell him what's going on. I found my Revan figure. We were walking around. I found the Superman book. He's like, you went and got the book, right? And I'm like, no. And I was like, what the hell? Why not? I'm like, well, I don't know. He's like, bro, if you don't get that book, first, you're going to just kick yourself.
Can we just, before you go any further with this,
yeah.
Dave was like our weirdly, like, sage wisdom man the
he
entire
was, yeah.
con.
Every
like,
time.
Anytime I was having an issue, Tate was having an issue,
yeah.
Brian was having an issue, like, we would go to Dave, and Dave would bestow upon us his conly wisdom.
Yeah, but half the time, we wouldn't really just go to Dave about it, we just happen to
yeah, we'd
talk
be at
about
Dave,
it.
And then you'd be like, well, what's going on? And then it would come out, and he'd be like, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say bro. He'd be like, dude, come on. And then he would, like, explain whatever it is we should know at that time, and then we would go solve our problem.
Yeah. So that's what happened. Talk to Dave, and he's like, if you don't get this book, first, you're going to kick yourself for it, because that's a hell of a good price. And
you're not going to find that price
yeah,
online
anytime soon. Second of all, you're going to want to go get it later on, because you're going to talk yourself into it, and once you go back to the booth, it's not going to be there, and somebody else is going to be reading your comic. And right there, I was like,
shit,
son of a bitch. Okay, I'll be right back, and went and got it. Picked it up, got it. Haven't read it yet, but I have it, and I'm pretty excited to read it. Probably do it sometime this week.
Yep.
Yeah.
What else happened on Friday? Then after that, we went to
the Star Wars panel.
Book.
Yeah, so I went up there. You guys were still walking around. You guys were checking out some models, Gundam models.
Oh, we went to go look for the Gundam models, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, I need to go to my Star Wars panel, because Star Wars panel. And we were still, I don't know if you guys heard, Clone Wars is coming back.
Dude, Clone Wars is coming back.
Oh, man.
Super
Clone
exciting.
Wars is coming back.
Yeah.
That's something I can actually comment on.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Yeah.
So, anyway, you go to the Star Wars panel.
So, I go to the Star Wars panel, and they bring out way more people than he did the last couple of years. I didn't go last year because I was working, but the year before I went to the Star Wars publishing panel, and they had a lot of the young reader books, they had a lot of the, like, children's books, and not many of the comics or the novels, and it was kind of a letdown. Hmm. And so, this year I saw it again. They didn't give any specific names of who was going to show up, but I was like, you know, check it out anyways.
They had E.K. Johnston.
Yeah.
They had Mark Thompson. E.K. Johnston writes Ahsoka. Mark Thompson is one of the only adult and, I don't want to say mature readers, but like he's one of the older, more mature audiobook readers.
Yeah.
They had several writers for the comics, several writers for the young adult stuff.
Yeah, they really, there was like,
even
there was
kids
probably
book
good
writers.
12 or 14 people up on that stage
yeah.
for the panel, which
like
normally it fits 5 to 7, and they doubled up. And it was
the whole table
really
has
cool.
somebody at each mic doubled up. There's two people on almost every single mic, and then there's people on bar stools behind them sitting.
Yeah.
At this panel.
With a mic they were passing around.
Yeah, with a microphone they're passing around.
Yeah, so it started off with one of the heads of publishing for Lucasfilm just kind of introducing everybody, and then he introduced Mark Thompson, who
I wasn't there yet.
He wasn't there yet. And he read a passage from the new Thrawn book, but then he also did a couple of voices and stuff, which I have on my phone, which I need to upload or whatever.
With. Yeah.
But, yeah, because you haven't seen him yet.
Nope, haven't.
Oh, man. Okay, so that'll happen later. But the panel was really cool. Everybody kind of spoke on their past projects they were working on, anything in the future that they were working on. They announced a new Padme novel from E.K. Johnston,
mm-hmm.
who
which
wrote
we
the
do
Ahsoka
have
book.
An interview with her that
yes.
we'll be releasing later
Stay
this
tuned.
Month.
She's so cool.
She's so cool.
Yeah. Super down to earth, super talkative, loves Doctor Who, loves Star
nice.
Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super cool.
Yes.
And then Mark Thompson was super cool too.
You talked about
had a brief conversation
yeah.
with him because I didn't get to hear him talk. And I hunted him down and I was like, listen, I never thought I'd be saying I have a favorite audiobook reader, but like, you're it, man.
Yeah.
If you're reading the book, I'm in. And I sincerely appreciate everything you do and all the hard work you put in. So that
was really
cool.
He's like, oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, just real cool. Not
yeah.
like, you know, not like irritated or whatever. But I mean,
yeah.
I can't imagine that people are spotting him in the street and being like, "You're Mark Thompson! I know you from my ears!"
Yeah, but it was really cool because after the panel was all done and they showed a bunch of new like comic covers.
Can we talk about what they have in the comic? Okay, so we've got new Star Wars Adventure comics, which are...
from IDW.
IDW, which is like the only Star Wars comics that are being released basically outside of Marvel.
Right.
And they're doing a whole series of Tales from Vader's Castle.
Yeah.
And it's people who get stuck on Mustafar, and to like pass the time, they start telling scary stories of things that like legends they've heard that have happened at Vader's Castle.
That's
and there's
brilliant.
A story with Hera and Kanan.
Yeah.
And they're like, they go through all of the eras of people who've, people from all the eras that were around when Vader was around and like stuff that's happened there.
Yeah.
Really
and
cool.
Then they kind of ended that with a Marvel tie-in for it with the new Darth Vader series, which is fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah, the new Darth Vader series is going to show how he gets his castle.
Yeah.
A bit like the one they showed in Rogue One?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
going to be cool. And actually, I got my Darth Vader number one issue signed by Charles Soule, who wrote the series, and I was pretty stoked about that. Talked with him a little bit, because I told him, like, hey, went to the panel, super excited for the new run. This was later that day. And we just, like, sat and geeked out for a hot second in the Marvel booth. Panel thing or no it was in the booth, but there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a signing on stage, but then also the artists were signing stuff, and it was a busy time.
I got Joe Quesada's autograph while something was happening on the stage.
Mark Brooks was also there, and
Mark Brooks was there. He was super cool.
I
really liked him.
He's got some really cool covers coming for the X-Men stuff. We'll talk about that later in a couple days. He did a panel Sunday for the X-Men stuff.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on our Sunday episode.
Yeah.
So,
but anyways, back to the Star Wars panel.
Then they're releasing a Padme book.
Yep.
Which we have ourselves our little tiny semi-exclusive interview.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. And then we also have, I feel like there's a new children's book coming out too.
Yeah, there's a few children's books that are coming out. There's a, it's a feelings book by the same lady that did
ABC 3PO.
And what are the other one with, the letters one. I bought them both for my nephew. I'm pretty excited for that. But she's doing those. Revealed a little bit of pages from it.
Yeah, some really cute stuff.
Yeah.
It's cool. And then there's a whole new series of books basically following the Falcon.
Yeah.
From Solo all the way until like
they said,
now.
Yeah, and they even kind of hinted at episode 9.
Yeah. So it is a continuing story for like one character who's kind of hunting the Falcon. But it's going to be multiple stories about different owners of the Falcon and different things that happened while it was like transferring from Lando to Solo.
Well, so we'll see how Unkar got it then.
I hope so.
Yeah,
hopefully. I hope so.
That'd be super cool. I didn't think about that.
No, neither did I.
But yeah, that's a big deal.
Because in that scene, they reference like three different owners. So I would be surprised if they didn't have those stories in there.
Right. Yeah. So
it should be pretty cool.
It should be pretty cool. That one's looking really good. And then, of course, there's the Thrawn.
Oh, yeah. Timothy Zahn was there.
Timothy Zahn was there.
Yeah, he was there. He talked about writing the old one. He talked about writing the newer book. And then Mark Thompson did the excerpt from it, which was really cool.
The Thrawn book was really heavily pushed at the con, too. Like, there was an exclusive cover
you
could pay for. You could pay for a signed audiobook, which was a little tin that had like a USB that like flopped out of it.
Yeah.
And that could get signed. And I think they were actually going to let you, that one was going to be signed by Mark Thompson and
Timothy Zahn.
Yeah, which is super cool. And it was the same cost as the Thrawn book. And I didn't have money, so I didn't get it. And I was very sad about it.
Yeah, we were both pretty bummed about that. Tate got it though, right?
Tate got a copy of it. Really
awesome.
Cool.
Awesome.
And it had that exclusive cover, which has Anakin and Thrawn on the cover. As Anakin instead of as Vader, which is on the cover that you'll find in stores, which it has its own rack in the Barnes & Noble.
Nice.
And it's like got a whole little display. It's super, I'm super jazzed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But we went through that, and then we came out of that panel with, I mean, there was just so much. And that was the thing with Comic-Con is there's just so much.
Yeah, and it was really cool because after the panel, they clear the room, or at least of the panel, but they all stayed in the hallway afterwards and hung out and talked to people. And
And the Star Wars show was
Star
there.
Star Wars show was
so...
there. So I haven't seen the episode yet, but we may or may not be in the background.
Yeah.
We should probably look that up. We can look that up in a bit. But yeah, so that happened. That's where we first met E.K. Johnson and asked her for the interview.
I went to go talk to her because I listened to the Ahsoka book in one shot. I listened to it from start to finish with like only a pause to go to the gas, like a bathroom at the gas station. Like that was it. And I listened to the whole thing and told her, I was like, I listened to this whole thing. This thing got me all the way to Oregon. And she was like, oh, can we talk about Ashley Eckstein's like like performance in that, and the fact that it's award winning and she never brings it up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it got all these, you know, like a Star Wars book got like an award for its reading, like for its audiobook, in a very snooty award group that's just a little bit more high end. It's just like, on top of being a sci-fi book, which is kind of rare, it was a Star Wars book with like lightsaber sounds in it and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And then we asked if we could interview her the next day, and she said yes, which was super cool.
Yeah.
How'd you guys find her the next day?
She told us where she was going to be.
Yeah. Oh, very
Nice. She told us there, yeah.
Actually, I think we wound up interviewing her on Sunday, but...
No, it was Saturday. It was the next day.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Uh-huh.
We did all of our interviews on Saturday?
Yeah. We didn't do anything Sunday.
Did we... Oh, yeah, we played DBZ on Sunday.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get interviews on Sunday.
That was the plan, and then it never happened.
It never happened. Okay, we'll get those next time. Yeah. Are there any other books that we forgot to mention?
We have an update on the last arc of the Poe Dameron series.
Cool.
Yeah, so Charles Soule wrote those books.
And he also did that Vader series.
He also is doing the Vader series.
Are these the comics?
Yeah, the comics. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, so these are the comics. He just announced the last arc for Poe Dameron. The last few issues have been taking place after Episode 8, so they're on the Falcon, and they're heading off to wherever they're heading off to. And
wait, there have been issues after Episode 8 of things happening after Episode 8? Oh, I gotta read these.
Yeah, yeah. So I have a few of them. I need to pick up the rest.
That's brave of Lucasfilm to do.
To let him do that, because that's what he was saying.
Well, yeah, you know how hungry fans are for any kind of information, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically these happen like... In the couple hours after, they're on the Falcon escaping, and Rey comes back, and she's with everybody for the first time since Episode 7.
Right.
And she's like, what have you been up to? And Poe's like, well...
we tried to mutiny. And
yeah, you know. Yeah, but so Poe tells the story of how he escaped Jakku and found his way back to the Resistance. So he was telling that story, and then they're leading into where the rest of Black Squadron was, which is his personal squadron that General Leia was sending out to do secret missions and stuff. Yeah, yeah. And so you have, like, Snap Wexley and a few of the other pirates.
Snap Wexley. Yeah. He sounds like an intergalactic man of mystery.
Yeah. He's not.
Ah, lame.
Sorry. Spoilers. Hey, he's cool. So he was in Episode 7, and him and a few other pilots were there.
He's actually just the son of Porkins.
Oh, basically. Sorry, Greg Gumbert.
The line continues.
Yeah. There's a few pilots that aren't in Episode 8 that are in Episode 7. This kind of tells the story of what they're doing, and they're off trying to find help after everything goes down with Starkiller Base, and they're like, or General Leia's like, we need help. We need
they're about people. To come after we need allies. Our home. And,
yeah.
And they kind of answers the call.
And they find out that like after Starkiller Base destroys Hosnian Prime, the whole galaxy is now in disarray. Everybody's just trying to figure out their own shit instead of helping out the Resistance.
Yeah, they can't help the Resistance because they're so busy trying to, you know,
hold themselves to go. Yeah, yeah.
We just lost how many planets?
Well, we all lost the main one.
They lost five, didn't they?
And the moons or the whole system. It was a weird, I didn't like Starkiller Base plot. That was dumb. But anyways, that's a whole nother podcast.
Yep. So the Poe Dameron series is going.
So the last few issues are focusing on what they're doing and then how they're coming back from from being off screen and kind of being back into the forefront. Hopefully they'll bring it back in Episode 9 and see how that goes from there. And that's kind of covered the Star Wars panel, I think. The major stuff at least.
For sure.
Yeah. Hey Clay, what's going on?
Hey.
I'm recording.
You're recording?
Yeah.
Hi everybody on the podcast. Welcome to the world of being edited out later.
Oh, we're keeping this.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You can't tell us now. What you can't to say do. That sort of thing and then expect for it not to stay.
Yeah.
They kept my Hitler joke, so we're
going to keep this. We'll definitely cut that. Or will we?
But yeah, so after that, we just kind of walked around the floor a little bit more.
There was a huge Adventure Time panel. That day.
Wait a second. Are we going to talk about the fact that the Clone Wars is coming back?
We talked about that yesterday.
You talked about that? All right, cut this out.
By the way, Clone Wars is coming back.
Yeah, it is.
Just in case you didn't know.
Hey, Clay, did you hear that?
Did you hear Clone Wars coming back?
Yeah, you guys talked about it earlier.
That's weird.
Man. I didn't think so. Hmm. Yeah, weird. All right. Okay. So we did a lot of walking Friday, and then we...
Then we... Well, so after that panel. Isn't that when we went to the Wired party?
We did go to the Wired party.
We went to a Comic-Con party like cool kids.
Yeah, so they were offering free booze and free drinks.
And more importantly, free food. Free food. Because we didn't want to pay gas lamp to corridor prices
for food.
No, we
didn't. So we got there, met up with some friends, checked the spot out, and hung out there for pretty much like the rest of the day until they kicked us out.
With the worst DJ. Oh my god, the DJ was so bad. He didn't know Party in the USA. He didn't know...
Prince?
He kept playing Prince, but when he played Prince, it was fucking Purple Rain.
Oh, yeah.
Who plays Purple Rain at a party?
I mean, we all sing it
still.
Can
we back up? You wanted him to play Party in the USA?
Girl,
have you not met this guy?
You wanna get a party to get down? Hey, yeah, Party in the USA, maybe the Cupid Shuffle. The Cupid Shuffle's a little too organized. Party in the USA and Hey, yeah, gets the people going.
Does it though? The Hey Ya?
Yeah. Hey, dude, girls go crazy for Hey Ya.
I get Hey Ya.
Darude Sandstorm.
He did play that.
Yeah.
He did play that.
He did play that.
He had that. He had that, but he didn't know Party in the USA. And he didn't know Hey Ya by Outkast.
And then he started playing the Peanuts.
What DJ does? And then at one point he played the Peanuts song.
And it wasn't even a remix. It was straight up. It was hilariously awkward.
It sounds like a guy who only DJs Comic-Con parties.
Yeah, but you know what? I went to Anime Expo. And I went to a club that was exclusively for people who were going to Anime Expo that year. And you know what that DJ did? Played super dope remixes of video game music. Because that's what you do when you're playing for geeks.
Yeah.
And this guy was...
He was an asshole. Place.
Nobody... But you want to know this? I will say this. That DJ did something wonderful. Mm-hmm. The entire party was banded together. Talking about this DJ.
Oh, it was
you
so
could make
good.
Friends with anybody at the party going, like, so is this DJ this awful? Guy? And then everyone would be like, right,
what?
So we're talking
so
about.
So terrible.
No
yeah.
kidding. You don't say. I basically just said the equivalent of, how about this heat? But it worked this time.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
We closed down the party?
We closed down the party, and there was a bartender there named Tom who made me Tom Collins, and they were I am officially a gin man.
Yeah, that happened.
Yep. Yep. Good job, Tom. And then I met some super cool people.
Good night, Clay.
Good night.
Good night. I met some super cool people.
Yeah.
We're going to leave it at that.
She's cool. Yeah.
And then we left the Wired party when it closed, but we took the stairs, and we discovered that the staircase was right next to the entrance to the pool. So we made a mental note, and we'll come back to that later.
Yes, we will.
Then we went downstairs and went outside, and then we went home and got ready for another party.
Yeah, which we showed up a little late for, because I don't know how to read emails.
Nope. But then we went to the party, and we played. And this is what makes a cool Comic-Con party. First of all, the music was great, and I'm pretty sure they played some sort of like Outkast or something at some point.
I can't remember.
But they had arcade machines. It was on a rooftop.
Yeah.
And they had arcade machines placed all around.
Oh,
yeah. It was the Weta 6-foot Gentle Giant shindig.
Yeah. So basically, a company that does a ton of stuff for...
Weta Workshop.
Yeah. Well, there's Weta Workshop, which is New Zealand, and they're incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then combine them with a company that like basically builds the really high-end professional booths, and then a company that builds the high-end merchandise booths.
Yeah, replicas.
The replicas and
movie
kind of
props.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got all three of those together, and it's just all these super cool industry people. I met a guy who actually works in, actually, at the Wired party, I met a girl who worked in VR porn.
Yeah.
And then at this party, I met a guy who wrote scripts for porn games. I don't know why they were both there and why neither of them knew each other, but I met both of them at the party.
Uh-huh.
All right, I met both of them at separate parties.
Separate parties, yeah.
And then I met the girl who makes shitty robots on YouTube.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Who recently
she
had,
just
like,
had brain surgery.
Who recently
she?
Had brain surgery.
Yeah.
I saw her scar and everything. She was
she's really cool.
She was really neat.
Seems like it.
And and we talked for a little bit, because I love the concept. Like, because it's basically like, let's solve engineering problems in the worst way possible.
Yeah.
And then... there was a bunch of other really cool industry people there. And then I played pole position with some other industry dude. And we like went back and forth going, trying to beat the video game pole position 2. And by beat the video game, I mean just get the high score. I'm just trying to make sure that I make it very clear that we were playing pole position, which is an arcade game and not some other fun thing that happened with the guy who worked.
It was
on
not a stripper.
Scripts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway. And then
I was walking around and then
this is when the bad things happened. At the end of the party, sorry.
Oh. Anyways.
We'll talk about the show.
Yeah. Later. Oh, the show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then, so I'm walking around, you know, schmoozing, saying hi to people that I know or saying hi to people I don't know. And then I run into Ming Chen from Comic Book Man.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there talking and, you know, so I'm like, oh, I got a podcast. He's like, you got a podcast? How's it going? Like, when did you start? And he was genuinely interested. He's like, I'd love to be on it if you guys are recording. Like, we're recording tomorrow.
We'll make time to record you, Ming Chen, you super cool dude.
Yeah, and so I chatted with him for a little bit. Bryce came over and introduced them. And
then we met one of the lead designers for Disney's newest jewelry line.
Yeah.
She was super cool. Her name is Allison. We met a few art directors, and like it became just a big networking event by the end of it.
Yeah, it was
really
cool.
Here's my card. We just went back and forth. And yeah, it was super cool. So we'll have that Ming Chen episode coming up also later in the fall.
We might smash all the episodes together. We'll figure it out. And then we closed down the party, and they kicked us out. So 30 minutes later, we actually left because we didn't leave.
Right.
We were too busy schmoozing and hanging out.
Yeah, we were having a good time. And I had a VIP wristband. Yeah. So I left them, and I was like, I'm going to VIP.
Yeah.
Because I can.
You could, yeah.
And so I went over to VIP, and you know what VIP had? Slightly better booze and no arcade machines.
They really
were missing out. I didn't drink anything over there because I was still working on my Tom Collins from over in the other spot, which by the way was very good.
He's a gin man now.
Yeah,
I'm a gin man now.
Yeah.
Anyway, then we left and then we said, do we want to go home right now, or do we want to walk down Gaslamp Corridor and watch the show?
Yeah. So Tay and I were like, yeah, it's getting late. Let's go home. But I was like, but I want to walk around. So I was like, okay, we'll walk.
Well,
around.
And now last year Comic Con had a bunch of themed bars. And it was really
cool. They usually
cool.
do. Yeah.
There were a bunch of bars that were all themed. And not just like, hey, we decorated for Comic-Con, but like a company
full-on decked
has
out.
Bought out them and said, hey, you're making this in the theme of this movie coming out. Yeah. You're making this in the theme of this movie coming out. So I thought we might find some of those, and we didn't find any. But we did find the dark side of Comic-Con, which is the show.
I don't even know if it was Comic-Con as much as just late-night San Diego Gaslight.
Maybe. Either way. Both. So we saw some of the worst displays.
First,
some of the best.
Can I cut you off, you guys, off for a second? You know, not all the listeners, myself included, have had the pleasure of going to a con before.
Okay, yeah.
So especially or Comic Con in particular, what is the show? Is the show a bar? Or are you guys?
No.
We're getting there.
The show is what we refer to as the end of the. We also refer to when people stumble in at 2 o'clock at Denny's as the show. The show is a term that we use lovingly for
the shit show.
The shit show that's about to happen.
The drunken
with all
shit show.
Of the drunk people.
Because this is right around 2 a.m. 1:30. No, it was around 1:30.
This is not a Comic-Con exclusive by any means.
No.
But at this particular juncture, at 1:30 to 2 o'clock, we saw some of the worst displays of public intoxication.
It was so
ever.
Hilariously.
There were people good. Holding. Other girl, there was like a one girl holding another girl's ponytail, normally reserved for your friend's bathroom. Here it was just the gutter.
Yeah.
One girl walking around desperately trying to find a place to pee with the sagely advice of her friend who said, just pee
between the cars.
We saw one dude very carefully with small taps on either sides of his shoulders. So this is a podcast and I'm demonstrating.
Yeah.
Guiding his friend, keeping him from falling off the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I got offered a joint of marijuana.
That was not pot.
And I looked over at Brian, and Brian looked at me and went, no. And I went, no.
Because that was not
left.
Pot.
Yeah.
And it was a clove. It was definitely not pot.
Yeah, I don't, either way.
That's what I'm like, don't do it. Yeah, you don't want that nonsense.
But, I mean, no, that was some later rolling and additions to said clove.
Yeah.
But, there were offers of drugs, there were... drunk people everywhere. There was vomit. There was trash. Just tons of trash. It was awful. It was disgusting. And the next day, on the Gaslamp Corridor, it was clean and shiny and rainbows.
Yeah.
It was super weird. Then we got in our Uber and our Lyft, and then we got back to the car, and then we went to go to a Denny's, and the Denny's over in Chula Vista has some serious problems. Like, it smells like urine and there's cockroaches inside.
Yeah.
So we didn't go to that Denny's and went to another Denny's down
so
the road.
So we tried going to a Del Taco.
We tried going to Del Taco, just found another Denny's. So we went to that Denny's. No show at that Denny's.
No.
But that's okay. We kind of got it already.
Yeah.
And then we went home and we went to sleep. And I said, I'm getting up in the morning. I'm leaving by 9 o'clock, if not sooner, because I'm going to try to get an autograph because Saturday was the Steven Universe signing as well as the Cartoon Network creator signings. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I'm going to get up. I can manage on 4 hours. And nobody believed me. And to be continued.
We'll leave it at that.